It's Wiz Kate on Wise FM Lunch. Joro, oh my goodness, today has to be the perfect day for me, especially the perfect day. So we're going to get schooled on how to make a perfect cup of coffee. I call myself a coffee addict. I've had a lot of people say, nah, what you're drinking also doesn't qualify you as a coffee addict. You're not an addict. You're just like a brown drink, basically. That's what you're enjoying. So we joined in studio by one of the organizers for the Lowveld Coffee Festival, Wynand Le Roux. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good afternoon, Lily. Thanks for being here.
You sound way too calm. How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
Well, probably about 5 or 6 cups. Are you doing more?
A whole lot more. But also, my type of coffee is just average coffee, I've been told. Like, it's not, doesn't even qualify as coffee, apparently. But it is coffee in my world. But I don't know. Maybe you're going to school us on how to make a perfect cup of coffee and let us in on coffee making. But also, you have a whole festival. I would have never thought anyone would have a coffee festival. What does that entail?
Yes, we are very proud and excited to bring this first coffee festival to life at Church Unlimited over this weekend. We started this morning at 8 o'clock and we're running until 6, and then tomorrow from 8 to 2. We've got about 12 bespoke roasters, coffee roasters at the festival. So it's coffee galore from when you walk in to your last stall. It's coffee, coffee, coffee.
Who is coming through for exhibitions? Because like I said, we have so many people. You may not even be a coffee addict, but I reckon you are one of the best coffee makers alive. I take it there are going to be people, stalls, people exhibiting how they make coffee and selling their taste of the perfect cup of coffee. Who's coming through to this particular event?
Yes, so this year we really focused to hear our local coffee roasters. Yeah. There are coffee farmers around this area. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of great cars, off the top of my head. You know, we've got somebody like River Roastery in White River, Numbela from Hazy View. Mm-hmm. We've got Cast Iron from Barberton, Marcel's Cafe from Nelspruit. Mm-hmm. Then we've got guys like Foothills Coffee that are farmers. They've just picked basically their cherries off the trees a couple of months ago, and they are bringing those coffee straight fresh to your cup.
Any entertainment apart from, because coffee can be quite entertaining too. Any form of entertainment performances on the day? You started today, hey? Is it running currently as we speak?
It's running currently as we speak. Our first morning session was an absolute buzz. Mm. We've got a couple of workshops, coffee and chocolate pairing workshops. Then we've got our stage is kitted with the top of the line machines. Yeah. We ran a masterclass in latte art this morning, and we held the Mpumalanga Regionals Barista Championships on stage. Nice. People are fitted with mics, so it's entertaining for the crowd. And obviously, you know, when we talk coffee vibes, you know, it's a lot of jazzy feel. So we've got Wanda that's on the trumpet today, and tomorrow Soul Taxi.
Nice.
So there's a lot of gourmet burgers and food, and obviously fudges and chocolates and croissants and pies with apple fillings. Oh, you know, God, you call stop. It is on. It is there, definitely.
Sounds like death by coffee.
Oh, yeah. No, I tell you what. We've had some interesting coffees this morning.
Yeah.
Some guys are bringing a pink champagne coffee.
What?
Other guys bring a pink milkshake coffee. You know, you smell it from the bag. It tastes like a Super M pink milk. You can't believe it. And our most exotic coffee at the show is about 8,000 rand per kilogram.
Wow, so, that's insane.
It's top line bespoke coffees. It will blow your socks off.
You know, obviously, because we're on the radio, we can't be advertising and selling branded coffees. You know, I would have wanted to know what you reckon is the best coffee ever made in that exists right now in our time. But I can't ask you that. But how would you... I'm going to quiz you on this. Because, I mean, the gent you came into studio with was questioning me on how I make my coffee. He said to me, you probably think you make the best cup of coffee. You know nothing about coffee. So how do you put together a good cup of coffee, Wynand? How?
Well... a lot is in the hands of the coffee maker itself. You know, you can take any type of coffee maker, but if you know a couple of key ingredients to a good cup of coffee, or great cup of coffee rather, you know, you will start with good quality beans.
Okay.
From the beans, you would obviously roast it to perfection. Some people think that the darker the roast, the stronger the coffee. Well, that's a myth, unfortunately.
Okay.
So it will be a good roast, quality water. You're going to look at your grind size because obviously you will want to grind fresh from the beans. That's the freshest. And then you'll extract it with using a time and weight method. But I tell you what, if you come to this festival, you will see what I'm talking about. It might just convert you.
So now I understand why people buy coffee machines. I just never understood it. I'm a coffee lover, but I don't have a coffee machine. Does that not qualify me as a coffee fanatic or addict?
Well, at the end of the day, the coffee must be good for you and nobody else.
Yeah.
My taste would differ from yours.
Yeah.
But essentially at the show, if you think coffee, you would think it's a machine. At the show, there's a lot of workshops and demonstrations.
Uh-huh.
We've got free tastings at every roaster.
Oh, my goodness.
So you would come in and they would spoil you absolutely with coffee. And then our cheapest coffee maker is $80. Our most expensive coffee maker at the show is about $100,000.
So, okay.
There's everything that you need to make a good cup of coffee.
So that's the Lowveld Coffee Festival, right? First of its kind in the Lowveld. Looking forward to it. I think I might pop in tomorrow. In fact, I will be popping in tomorrow. I'll take zero coffee in the morning. I usually have at least 3 cups before leaving the house. I leave the house without tasting a single cup of coffee to come through and experience it at the Lowveld Coffee Festival tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I would do. Oh, can you please? I need you to come to the mic because I feel like you challenged me to something. I feel like you challenged me to something when you said earlier, Hore, you probably think you make the best cup of coffee. You're probably making it wrong. Yada yada yada. What exactly were you on about? Let's get your name first before we have this conversation.
Name is Louis Jambi.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I said probably, it's because most of the time when we go around finding out people that they say they love coffee, then you find out that actually they will tell you about their Frisco, their coffee and all that stuff. And, okay, I'm not going to try to advertise anything. But, yeah.
Okay.
But the best coffee is actually on the hands of the maker.
Uh-huh.
That's the best coffee. And the understanding of the process of how you from the beans to the actual cup.
Yeah.
That's the best part of it. Mm-hmm. And sugar is not the best part of the coffee. Sugar is actually not good. Some people love their coffee with sugar.
Yeah, like
but
me.
But if it's me, I'll say leave the sugar out. Especially if you take your sugar with milk and you get a good barista, they will make you a good coffee with sugar without actual sugar on it. Just your milk.
So you're saying we should try coffee without sugar?
Mm-hmm. Your temperature around 60, 65 degrees of your milk.
Okay.
There's actually enough milk on it.
Not from the fridge. Sugar. Not super cold.
Not super cold.
Because some of us just go straight from the fridge into my cup of coffee.
No.
And you think that's a perfect cup of coffee. Okay, now I understand what you meant earlier. But thank you so much for coming through to the Lowveld especially. Have you found that there are a lot of coffee lovers in the Lowveld? Are people coming out in numbers?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was not expecting to see a whole lot of people
it's
like
insane,
that.
Right? It's
but
insane.
Yeah, since this morning, people have been coming in and out. And the good thing is the traffic, we're not just keeping people in.
Yeah.
They come, do their tasting, and then they leave and go and then come back again.
Mm.
There's time slots for everything. So they know that, okay, by this time I can be done with this and leave and other group of people coming in. So there's a whole lot of food coming in.
Gents, thank you so much for popping into our Rise FM studios. I appreciate it. Lowveld Coffee Festival. Earlier, we were talking to Vena Leroux, one of the organizers. Tomorrow, times again. What time can people arrive? What time are you closing off tomorrow? Tomorrow, it's a two-legged event, right?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's from
tomorrow morning on Saturday, yeah.
Yes, from 8 until 2 o'clock.
Until 2.
Yes. But the best time, it will be when there's actual palate testing.
Uh-huh.
So I will say, if you come tomorrow, just stick around until there's that palate testing where you're going to taste a whole lot of different coffees.
Nice.
And basically, depending on your palate, how you perceive things when you taste them.
Yeah.
That's going to be the best time. Today it's happening at 3, of which it's already close by. So
yeah. Yo, you guys need to run
for that.
It's a good thing you've got coffee in your systems. So if I'm tasting a couple of coffees throughout the event, what am I taking in the intervals to clean my tongue? Do I need to take anything to just... Or do I go from coffee to this coffee to that coffee to that coffee without cleaning out my...
Your palate.
Yeah.
That's a good question. and I don't answer good
what
questions.
What are we taking in between?
What I will do.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that's a good question.
Yeah, I'm glad to contribute. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You need to run. Where is the venue, the actual venue for this event? I don't think we've shared the actual venue.
The actual venue is on R40 on your way down to Barberton from...
Mm-hmm. Into Mbombela.
Okay. If you're inside Mbombela on your way down to Barberton, mm-hmm. from Barberton on your way to Mbombela, mm-hmm. it's called Church Unlimited.
That's Church Unlimited.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
Where everything is happening.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You need to run. You need to be there at least at 3-4 for what you mentioned just now. I appreciate you so much. Jet over there. It's a family-friendly environment. I hear there's play areas for kids as well. So if you've got your kids, it's a public holiday. Why not bring them through as well? It's Rise FM 9. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate you. Check us out on @RiseFM 943.